Hello, and welcome to the AQA GCSE Business Study Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most dynamic topics in the specification, technology and business. Whether you're revising for Paper 1 or Paper 2, this topic is absolutely crucial because it touches on every functional area of business, marketing, operations, and human resources. By the end of this 10-minute episode, you'll understand exactly how to tackle those tricky 6-mark and 12-mark questions, and I'll share some insider tips straight from the mark schemes. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's start with the big picture. Technology in business isn't just about computers or the internet, and that's a really important point. Examiners want you to use specific terminology. So instead of saying technology helps businesses, you need to say things like e-commerce platforms enable businesses to reach a wider geographical market, or CAM systems reduce production time and improve consistency of quality. Specificity is key. Let's break this down by functional area, starting with marketing. In marketing, the main technologies you need to know are e-commerce and m-commerce. E-commerce is selling products online through websites, think Amazon or ASOS. M-commerce is the same thing, but via mobile apps and devices. Now, why does this matter? Because e-commerce allows businesses to operate 24/7 without the fixed costs of a physical store, and it gives access to a global market. And this is crucial for evaluation, there's high initial investment in website development, payment systems, and digital marketing. Plus, there's intense competition online, so businesses need to invest in SEO and advertising to stand out. Moving on to operations. This is where you'll see CAD, CAM, automation, and robotics. CAD stands for computer-aided design. It's software that lets designers create detailed 3D models of products before they're manufactured. This reduces waste because errors can be spotted before production begins. CAM is computer-aided manufacturing. This is where machines and robots carry out the actual production process. The benefits? Speed, precision, and consistency. A robot doesn't get tired, doesn't make mistakes, and produces identical products every single time. But again, the trade-off is high initial fixed costs. A manufacturing robot might cost 100,000 pounds up front, but over time it reduces variable costs per unit because you're not paying wages and there's less waste. Then there's EPOS, electronic point of sale systems. These are the tills you see in supermarkets that scan barcodes. EPOS systems automatically update stock levels, track sales data in real time, and help businesses forecast demand. This links directly to cash flow management because businesses can avoid overstocking or running out of popular items. Finally, human resources. The big technology here is remote working, enabled by cloud-based systems and video conferencing tools like Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Remote working reduces overhead costs, businesses don't need large office spaces, and it can improve employee motivation because of flexible working arrangements. However, it can also lead to communication challenges and difficulties in monitoring productivity. Now, here's the golden thread that runs through all of this. Technology involves a trade-off between high initial fixed costs and long-term efficiency gains. Examiners love to test this. You might get a question like, evaluate whether a small bakery should invest in automated production equipment. Your job is to weigh up the financial risk. Does the business have enough cash reserves to afford the investment? Against the potential benefits, like lower unit costs and the ability to scale up production. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk exam technique. First, command words. If the question says, explain why, you need to give reasons with developed chains of logic. Use the BLT structure. Because, leading to therefore. For example, because the business invests in e-commerce, leading to access to a wider market, therefore revenue is likely to increase. That's a clear chain of reasoning. If the question says evaluate or to what extent, you need to present a balanced argument. Don't just list benefits, acknowledge the drawbacks, then give a justified conclusion. For example, while automation reduces unit costs, the high initial investment may strain cash flow for a small business with limited reserves. Therefore, the decision depends on the business's current financial position. Now, common mistakes. Number one, being too vague. Don't just say technology is expensive. Say the initial fixed cost of CAM equipment may be 50,000 pounds, which could cause cash flow problems. Number two, ignoring the context in the item. AQA always gives you a scenario, a specific business with specific circumstances. Your answer must apply to that business. If the item says the business is a local service provider, don't suggest e-commerce without explaining how it would work for them. Number three, confusing production technology with information technology. If the question asks about operations, focus on CAD, CAM, and automation, not admin software.
Quickfire recall quiz.
1 minute. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready?
Question 1. What does CAD stand for? Answer. Computer-aided design. Question 2. Name one benefit of e-commerce for a business. Answer. Access to a wider geographical market, or 24/7 trading, or lower fixed costs than a physical store. Question 3. What is the main trade-off when investing in automation? Answer. High initial fixed costs versus long-term reduction in variable cost per unit. Question 4. What does EPOS stand for and what does it do? Answer. Electronic point of sale. It tracks sales data in real time and automatically updates stock levels. Question 5. Name one disadvantage of remote working. Answer. Communication challenges or difficulty monitoring productivity or potential impact on team culture. How did you do? If you got 4 or 5 right, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review those key terms. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the 3 main functional areas where technology impacts business: marketing with e-commerce and m-commerce, operations with CAD, CAM and automation, and human resources with remote working. Remember, the key theme is the trade-off between high initial investment and long-term efficiency gains. Always apply your knowledge to the specific business context in the item, use precise terminology, and structure your answers with clear chains of reasoning. Before you go, here's your action step. Practice writing a 12-mark evaluation question on technology. Time yourself, give yourself 15 minutes, and make sure you include a justified conclusion. The more you practice, the more confident you'll feel on exam day. Thanks so much for listening to the AQA GCSE Business Study Podcast. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this. See you next time.